Broadcasting live from Terminal West at the King Plow Arts Center, it's Startup Riot 2015. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor here, Startup Riot 2015 at the Terminal West building. Everything is moving along. I see the t-shirt. People are out there screen printing t-shirts. I'm close to the Octane Coffee, so everything is good. I think Sanjay is about to hit the stage. We're getting ready to kick off the presenting happening. I am excited to have with me Ram Sitaram. How was that? Did I get close on that, Ram?
Yes, you got pretty good.
I'm in the ballpark. And you're with an organization called Bria MLXI, is that right?
Shriya. MLXI.
And what are you guys doing for folks?
We are a machine learning company. We help businesses understand their digital experience. As you know, everybody has web presence these days, small businesses to large businesses. What we help businesses is gauge their user experience, how customers are experiencing their website. Are they happy? Are they feeling bad? Are they experiencing difficulties? So we provide a score. Easiest way to relate to us is if you look like a FICO score out of 800, we are a score out of 100. We tell you on your website you're a 70 out of 100, so that means a reasonably good experience. If you're at a 40, then you know that
users
are not.
You got some work to do, right?
Yes. and then that's where, so the first thing is we tell people where you are, set up a base, and then we can tell you from 40, how do you get to a 50, how do you get to a 60, how do you get 70. And most importantly, as you are, most of the listeners would have seen, how many people answer a survey? Hardly 1%, 2%. And how truthful is the survey? Only you know about it.
Right.
So the way we work is we take the experience of every individual user that comes into the website or your mobile app or whatever, and we convert that into a simple set of numbers. So you can start watching, oh, today I'm at 70, tomorrow I did some changes, I'm at 74. Oh, okay, so my improvements are taking effect. Or maybe from 70 you drop to 60 with some changes, you can say, oh, I actually, what I did is not working, there's something else. And we pinpoint the problem. We don't just give you a bunch of charts and graphs to look at, but we say, hey, you got more visitors, but people are leaving your site, they're not happy with something, there's a visually, some poor elements are on there, and therefore you need to address those. So we actually be able to provide there's no unlimited resources for anyone, so we actually provide you a way to pick and choose where you want to spend your dollars so you get the most bang for your buck.
Now, and you said that this is an objective measure of the usability, right? This isn't somebody's opinion.
No.
You have an algorithm.
Correct.
That is basing this on the actual behavior of a person on the site, and this is all happening behind the scenes, right?
Exactly right, Lee. What we are is, behind the scenes is a machine learning and statistical algorithms that are put together by a couple of PhDs. So what these algorithms do is measure a bunch of parameters somewhere in the range of 20 to 40 parameters, and we mix and match them, and we combine through them, we crunch them to our engines, and then we provide you with a simple set of numbers that tells you, like, you're 50% on visual, your behavior is 80, but your transactional is 30, means something in your checkout process is iffy, so you better address that to get improving.
Now, you mentioned comparing it to a FICO score, where that is a kind of a static number and everybody has the same score, but wouldn't different websites have different objectives? Like if I'm an e-commerce site, I might have a different objective.
Correct. And that's where what we actually provide is we provide you for a way to calibrate your own parameters. We provide you with, hey, these are 40 different parameters, metrics that you can get into.
And then I pick which ones are important to
Correct.
Me.
Correct. And we work with you to say, hey, these are relevant to you. For example, if you're New York Times, you may not really care about is there a transaction, but you'll care more about how much time people are spending on my
website. Website, right?
Correct. And so we let you configure the parameters that are relevant to your business. So you can see, as a media site, your visual and behavioral are more important. An e-commerce site, your transactional are more important.
Right.
So we let you configure those parameters. Yes.
And then do you give me kind of some sort of a basis to know where I'm doing compared to other websites like mine, so
correct.
I have an idea of maybe a 40 is good for me.
Correct. We actually we will work with you on that to be able to set some industry standards and things like that. We are actually in the process of running a few pilot sites and everything. Mm-hmm. As we gather more and more traction, we get into it, we will be looking at building, publishing some consumer apps that can actually tell you, these in businesses in this industry, these are the top five with this with good digital experience.
Right. So. Now, how is this different than like the a lot of the analytics, like Google Analytics or some of the other?
Good question. Like the Google Analytics or any of the third-party analytics that is out there right now produces a ton of charts. You have a lot of graphs, and you need a data scientist to go in
right.
and then
and
figure
explain
out.
Explain it to you, right?
Explain it to you. So I'll give you a simple example. You know, if you ran in something to increase your traffic to your website, right?
Right.
But you still don't see increase in sales because, you know, the hosting company had a problem and it was taking forever to load a page.
Right.
And with our solution, you'd be able to say, oh, I've got the increase in visitors, but there's a problem with my bounce rate, or there's a problem with the hosting company, a combination of these parameters in concurrence. So that's what we point out. And then we say, you go down path A, you go down on path B, and this is what your scores will be. That's how we work with you on.
And then you give me some actions to take in
Correct.
Order
it
to
actually,
fix the,
exactly.
the
what
problem,
it would
right?
do, exactly. What would happen is it takes, you know, you need to fix your bounce rate. You need to improve your infrastructure. So at that stage, that tells you, instead of having to think, oh, which 10 do I fix, you know that it's a shortlisted one or two or three that you need to address on. So.
Now, does it also identify like, hey, this page is a problem, you don't have a lot of clarity here, people are getting confused?
We don't provide that, but what we provide is we provide you ways you can track. For example, you're launching a Thanksgiving campaign or Memorial Day campaign, you want to know how many people are visiting a particular page and what kind of responses you're getting that. Mm-hmm. We provide you tools to be able to track that specific page in comparison to the rest of your website, so which then provides you the information looking for. Am I getting any traction? Are people even looking at my promotion or not?
Now, is this your first startup?
Yeah, this is my first startup, yes.
And is this your first pitch event like this?
Yes, it's the first pitch event.
Oh,
yes.
So you're nervous? Excited?
No, I'm actually excited. I think what we have is a very unique way of doing something so what so far people have perceived to be subjective. So we really feel this is something.
Adding this layer of objectivity to something that's going to help people really get better results faster, I would imagine.
That's what we are targeting for, specifically for business.
Now, what has been your experience going through the Startup Riot, coaching and all those stuff?
It's been fantastic experience. They've been all along. They've been very helpful. The coaches were great. They work with us on our pitches. They say, you know, giving me fine-tuning. They gave responses to our slide presentation. Sanjay was great. He looked through and said, you know, tweak here, tweak there. This looks good. And then, you know, even the whole yesterday evening's gathering and the whole folks. I mean, I think it's very infectious. All the 29, 30 folks that are there, everyone is excited.
Right.
It's very
a lot
infectious.
Of energy, right?
Yes.
A lot of passionate people.
Passionate people. Very, very, very excited to meet so many exciting heads in one under one umbrella.
Now, are you self-funded or you have investors right now?
No, we are all self-funded right now. We did friends and family. We are going to be looking to do for investors. We are looking for investors and partners. We are planning to do a CDSA in the June, July timeframe.
Now, is this your day job or you have a day job?
No, this is my full-time. This is what I do full-time.
This
is what I believe in. This is what I plan to put on the map.
Now, was that hard to get your family on board on this?
It took a little bit of involving. You know, when I said I'm leaving a 200K job and then, you know, I won't have any income coming for a year.
No benefits, no income.
Yes. But I think this is this gives me a chance to put something that is, you know, fairly disruptive in terms of what the other tools are out there versus what we do. So
now making that transition from kind of a more stable or at least the appearance of stability to this more kind of chaotic but with a much larger upside, is it exciting for you?
It's very exciting. It's very exciting and more than, you know, the potential upside, you know, like we all is always there. But the very fact that we're able to build something intangible and that would actually turn into something that could be used by either large businesses to small businesses to somebody who's just blogging who may want to know what their, you know, what users are feeling. It could be everywhere. And we call it DXI, Digital Experience Index. That's what we
call
it.
That's what it's called, Digital Experience
Index.
And then are you in beta? Where are you at right now?
We are right now. We have some alpha clients, 10 to 12 betas that are testing this out right now at this point. And we are looking for people if they're interested in trying us out too. We are open to signing you up as beta. We'll meet with you. We'll talk to you about your requirements and then provide you. Installing is very easy. We are a SaaS application. So we just have a simple plugin you put on your website. Or if you have Google Analytics or any third-party tool, we can actually take an interface from there and give you, you know, our version of what it is doing.
And then how quickly can you get a feel for how my site's doing?
It typically takes about 2 to 3 days, depending upon the volume of your site. Because,
right.
you know, the one thing, as we know, you know, I don't want to tell you your site experience with 10 users. I want to get at least a reasonable threshold so we
What's
get a good
What's
the
reasonable
experience.
Threshold? How many?
Typically, I would say 500 visitors.
500?
Visitors, yeah.
And then, so it doesn't matter if it takes a day or
an
hour.
Or it could take an hour, or it could take a week.
Right.
It just depends on what you're
But
looking
that,
for.
With 500, you kind of get a feel for
Correct.
How
that's,
it's doing.
Correct. That starts and how it's doing. And then that's when the algorithms and all start giving you better results.
And then you said it's software as a service. So is this something that I subscribe to and then
yeah, it'll be
I should check every week or month? Or how often should I be checking
it's
my score?
It's up to you. We actually let you monitor it daily. So it's up to you. We actually process the data on a daily basis.
Right.
So you can actually see how you're 60 today, how you're 65 tomorrow if you ran something. Or you could come back a week later and see what the scores were for the last 1 week.
And then is it something that you most of your – or you don't know this yet – that they get the number – and then they're good, and then they want to check in monthly
No, it actually tells them, not only it tells them the number, it also tells them what parameters are impacting and causing that number. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a 70, and it also gives you like dish entries that says, hey, you're at 70 and you're feeling good, it tells you that, hey, you're good because you're following this path. You've got a decent
right,
bounce
so
rate.
Right, so stay on that. Do more of this, do less of that.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah. It tells you what you're doing right so you can keep doing that.
And know? What you're doing wrong so right. you can stop
so
doing
you
that.
So you can stop doing that, exactly.
Right. That's and then if somebody wanted to learn more, is the website?
Yeah, go to SriyaMLXI.com, SriyaMLXI.com. And the ML is the machine learning, that because that's our background. We're actually, our product itself is applicable to other non-IT areas, such as oil and gas, healthcare, and pharma, and different areas that's under exploration right now.
Right.
So the process of simplifying your data into simple set of numbers that you can understand and follow. That's what we're doing.
And then you can, but you said that this could be for a blogger and it could be for an enterprise.
Exactly.
It doesn't really matter
it doesn't
to
matter.
You, right? The
no.
data is the data.
The data is the data, and it's really what they want to know, yes.
Well, thank you, Ram, for being part of the show today.
Thank you for having me on, Lee.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll be back in a few at Startup Riot 2015.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.